Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Peace family, is 19 Keys. It's the most dangerous podcast in the world. Make sure y'all tap in for some war room, some high-level conversation, and keys to be able to unlock and stimulate that God within. Tap in. Peace family, 19 Keys tapping in with you. I want to tell you why you need to tap into the infinite wealth strategies. Number one, there's a lot of millionaires being brought every single day, right? The job market is devastated, you understand me? You can go to college, but it's better to get you a skill. I've had several six-figure days in the market trading, right? Cryptocurrency. And at the time, I had little knowledge, right? I've sold an NFT, which was just a digital picture rendering, for over $16,000. But why? Because I understood the market and I knew the value of it. I've sold thousands of books, you understand me, on my e-commerce platform, utilizing my strategies that I teach inside the Infinite Wealth Strategy. But I also have a beautiful community of people all around the world assisting, providing information, resources, and links, because I know that it's harder to learn by yourself, but it's better to learn in a community sense. When you join Infinite Wealth Strategies, you too can become a part of a community of people learning together and earning together. Make sure you tap in, because it's an education that you need in order to succeed and build wealth. Don't be on the outside. Tap in.
Infinite Wealth Strategies. Tap in. Download.
Yeah. That's one of the biggest issues. I was talking to my bro Rashad about this, man. Why don't, I'm going to ask you all that's on the other side. How come your family, your friends, people you grew up with, they just don't get it, right? I mean, based on who you are and what you done been through and what you done did in this life, you would think you would get all of the support in the world, even praise. Most people don't want to admit it, but they missing the praise that they feel like they should be getting, right? The results that you produce against all odds don't seem to be expressed, right, in the gratitude or the reciprocity of the people who are around you that you know the most. Matter of fact, they most likely not even treating you based on how you want to be treated, based on who you believe you are, based on what you've done and what you've accomplished in this life. So why is it that people too close to the light, they get blinded by it? But then people who are farther from it, they can appreciate it, because they see that that reach that you have is even reaching them, somebody that you owe nothing to. So once you give something to someone, give something of value to someone you owe nothing to, they're going to feel like they owe you. You understand me? And they're going to move as if they owe you. They're going to appreciate you in completely different ways. The rest of the world got this little brother, little sister syndrome. The little brother syndrome is essentially this. The little brothers never feel like you owe them anything. So anything that you do, you were supposed to. But the little brother syndrome is more so a syndrome that comes with the family syndrome, the close friend syndrome, the peer syndrome. You understand me? People too close to the light get blinded by it. So you're always going to get more support from so-called strangers, because the strangers feel like you're giving them more value that you don't even owe to them in the first place. You understand me? And then as you become successful, the more you do for people, the more they feel like you should do. And then they start to expect more. Right. And then the big things you do starts to feel little. Right. And they want you to do bigger things and more things for them. So the issue with this from a wealth standpoint that I see. You know, that person that breaks the family curse that goes to college. Right. They spend a large amount of that money that they make. You understand me? Coming out of college, paying off college debt. And then when they do make it successful, because they're the only person in the family that's successful, most of their wealth goes back, right, into helping the family. So it's not passed down and it doesn't become generational. Instead, what should happen is when that person breaks that family curse or anybody around you that does something of any particular greatness or deed, the tribe is not that they're revolving around that person, but that person is suited, right, to be what they call the principal. And you always take care of the principal. You understand me? Because taking care of the principal is going to take care of everybody else. You make sure that that person or that entity or whatever they created, you understand me, is protected, number one. It has all of the help that it can possibly get, that people are adding to, that you're thinking of ways to add to it. Because what I see in society today is once you have a star around you, everybody else wants to be an equal star to shine just as bright. They're not appreciating the fact that this is a star, this person shining light on everybody, because that's what a star does, indiscriminately shines on everybody. You understand me? They want more of the light, and then they want to overshadow at a certain point in time. But once you learn how to check the degrees of envious and jealousy within self, you can safeguard yourself from being an enemy of the very person who's shining light on you, or entity, or deed, or whatever has been created. You understand me? I had to learn, being a younger brother, is how I developed understanding the younger brother syndrome. My older brother used to do stuff for me all the time, and I used to think, well, that's big bro, he supposed to. Then one day, it clicked to me that, no, he don't owe me anything. You understand me? And once that I got that in my head, every single thing that he did, I was grateful for. And I had a completely different type of relationship with him with. You understand me? And once I jumped from that little brother syndrome, I could appreciate the light of everybody because I would check myself anytime that I felt that maybe I'm operating on a jealousy frequency. I want something that I don't deserve because I see that person has it. You understand me? Or maybe I become envious, right? I'm seeing myself in that same position, but I had to ask myself, did I even want that for myself before I seen it? You understand me? Because sometimes you want somebody else's purpose because they got the results, but it's not your purpose, right? So once we learn how to check that nature within ourselves, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said something similar to the fact, and I'm paraphrasing, that when you find yourself jealous and envious of somebody, help that person. You understand me? Because if you are helping that person, and you're a part of their success, then how can you be jealous of it? So think about that. Stop for a second, and everybody thinks of themselves as good, so nobody wants to admit that they possibly are not treating the people around them in the best way, or you understand me, whatever it may be, but for a second, think that it's not them, it's you. And if you got the goal to check yourself, you understand me, then you may improve at least one degree better to treat the people around you better, right? And that's the golden rule. Treat people how you want to be treated. You understand me? Stop trying to compete with the light around you. Learn to share it. Learn to appreciate it. Before you try to compete with the sun, go out there and absorb the energy and the nutrients and the benefits that it comes with. You understand me? Find the areas that people aren't being shined on, and you shine light in that area, and that's how you become a star in your own right. So family, do not get too close to the light where you don't appreciate, you understand me? And everybody else seems to have gratitude but you, because you feel like the light owes you more than just shining on you.
19 keys, that's your download. Tap in. That's the download.
Peace family, 19 Keys tapping in with you. This episode is sponsored by Goldwater. For those who are not on the gold, you should be. And the reason that you should be, because this is going to electrify your body, your senses, your aura, and your energy. The ancient Egyptians used to take it, and they believed it was the elixir of God. Now, the reason that they believed that, because they used to break it down in an enormous powder form, and they would ingest this gold. Gold is a superconductor of electricity, and they believed that if you ingested this gold, then you also received the messages from the creator, the universe. universe, this inner knowing that you would get. Now, I tend to believe in a more logical sense of it, that we are all born with 0.02% of gold within our body. Now, this gold electrifies our nerves, innards, and it also helps with anti-inflammation. There have been great testimonials all around with different type of people that utilize it. Increased energy, hand-eye coordination, lucid dreaming. Yes, lucid dreaming. A lot of those people, or a lot of people around the world, just don't lucid dream, period, or don't dream in color, right? The increase in your dream activity is important when it comes to your actual life. See, if you don't dream when you go to sleep, then you don't manifest from your imagination during your waking hours, right? It's important that we have dreams. It's important that we get that deep rest. It's important that our brain secretes a fluid over the ridges, you understand me, to allow us to clear out neurotoxins, so when we wake up, we're more clear, we're not seeking coffee. This helped me eliminate my addiction to caffeine. I needed a drink just about every single day. You understand me? I wake up, I needed one of them red eye, I needed double shots, I'm at the Peace Coffee, I'm at the Starbucks. Every single day, I thought I needed coffee until I found the gold. And ever since I've been on the gold, I put the drink down. You understand me? Yeah, I'm making it sound like it's liquor, but also in the UK in the 19th century, they actually utilized it to curb alcoholism. Now, this is real history that you can look up for yourself if you want to go study the effects of gold. We utilize two different types of gold, monatomic gold and colloidal gold. Now, both of these are just talking about the particle size of the gold. So when you ingest it, it goes into the bioavailability within yourself, gets into your cellular structure, electrifies your whole being, and you tapped into that God level. Make sure you tap in, get on the gold, so we can all be tapped into that next level, just like our ancestors. Peace, family. Go to www.goldwater.com. That's G-O-L-D-E, water.com. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.